First, let's talk about comparing longer duration QPEs to observations. We start here because it's a good way to see the big picture. How much rain has fallen during my event? This is ultimately what we're trying to figure out and what we want to relay in our warning text when the time comes. For Dualpool, we use the Storm Total Accumulation, or STA, product, which is a running total that updates every volume scan. MRMS unfortunately does not offer this type of product, so instead we use the 6-hour QPE as a proxy. Now, what gauges do we compare them with? If you've got them, local Mesonet stations work well since they report 24-hour running totals. These networks can be useful because they have fast update times, which is nice during a high-rate event. Any other fast-reporting, long-duration accumulation networks also work well. But keep in mind that the format of the data may vary between networks, including whether they read out in inches or millimeters. Also, the networks can reset at different times, which may interrupt your interrogation of the data. For instance, if the network resets at 0Z, you could be in the middle of an event when the totals zero out. Finally, because they are 24-hour totals, the totals could include precip from the previous day that's not useful during your current analysis. Let's talk more about how to tackle this on the next slide.